little home improvement mood music. What have you got going on around the house today? Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. That 9 o'clock hour is always the hour where we invite callers to give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you are listening to us, from Nogales to Page, that's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Have already taken a call this morning from Williams, Arizona, to report nice, new, fresh 8 inches of snow from one of our regular listeners who are out there on the Bobcat clearing the driveway. So, Roger, keep it up, buddy. Y'all going to go up sledding later today, bud, with the kids?
Probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow.
I'm pretty tired on Saturday.
Okay.
By the time I get home.
Okay.
Four is just an early time to start a day.
Our whole week just pinnacles right here on Saturday morning.
It does. And I know 4 hours doesn't sound like a long time, but you've got to be in constant concentration. You're watching the clock.
No, I don't.
It's a mentally exhausting time.
Just take it from Rose. Take it from the old man. Ignore the clock.
It sounds like...
I love it when Mike starts jumping up and down behind her in the glass.
You know, when they power down the generator in Star Wars, you know, it just, I feel like that.
But that's not till the show ends at 11 o'clock. We are here for you.
I'm on it.
We have got our thinking caps on. And if you have a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you want a little helpful advice on how to get that project done, why don't you give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. And let us put our 50 years, my 50 years, Romy's 20 years of remodeling experience to work for you. We've remodeled in Tubac, Tucson, all over Maricopa County, Eager, Springerville, Sholo. I don't know how many remodelers you could find that say they have done a remodeling project in Wickiup. But we have remodeled in Wickiup and Flagstaff as well. So we've been operating all over the state for a lot of years. Give us a ring wherever you are. Let's see if we can't help you. We'll give you some tricks of the trade. We'll actually name the tools that we would use on that particular project or the products that we would use, what have become our favorites in each particular project. And we'll help that whole project go a little bit smoother and look a whole lot better once you're done.
And I'm making a new commitment. We talk about it constantly.
Yeah.
We bring it up.
Yeah.
We provide resources. But
yeah.
A refocused dedication.
On?
Buying American.
Oh. Okay. Products.
I am tools. Not going to cheat and buy the tool because I need to get the project done. If it's at my house.
Okay.
If it doesn't say American made, I'm going to go back, search the internet, search our plethora of resources we have on our website.
Okay.
If you go to rosieonthehouse.com in the do-it-yourself question and answer database, there's an article in there about where and how to buy American. And there's probably close to 15 or 18 links by now. We just add them every time we find them.
Romy Romero's going to do his part to make America great again. All right. We'll support you in that.
All right.
I can't believe the amount of feedback we got on our new newsletter that you sent out, or that Jen sent out on Thursday.
Jen and Scott did a great job. I tasked them, find a company, gave them some parameters. We're using a company called Fire Drum because they're based in Arizona.
Let me guess. They're local.
They're local.
But y'all changed the format of the newsletter.
Yes.
Apparently, people think it's easier to read. I mean, my email box was getting compliments on the newsletter.
Cleaned it up, spaced it out, shortened verbiage. So it goes out every Thursday, has a lineup of Saturday's program.
By subscription only. Mm-hmm. We don't spam anybody.
And then it's got our article. Today's article talks about deal breakers and home inspections.
I want to get to that, too.
Good content. Location can trump every one of those deal killers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. As far as the article is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are things to look about, but if you've got two homes on the same street, we've got some things to look for on one over the other.
Other things in the newsletter are highlighting new members to the Rosie on the House certification.
We've got Bailey Blind Repair, two locations, one in Glendale, one in Mesa. If you've got broken blinds or window treatments, you can take it off the window, bring it over to Bailey's. They'll get you set up with the right parts and pieces to get it put back together and in servicing.
The newsletter always talks about, like you say, the article of the week that we're going to cover on air. Also talks about what we're going to cover in the 7 o'clock hour, the 8 o'clock hour in Lawn and Garden, and 9 as well as 10 o'clock. And in the 10 o'clock hour today, we've got our experts on bathroom remodeling coming in, talking about the trends in bathroom remodeling. Folks, you know what? What did we decide earlier today, bud? We've been on air through 9 presidential elections.
Eight elections, five presidents. This is starting our 5th president.
And I know for a fact that my memory is this good. It ain't great, but it is good enough to remember that literally every election year was not necessarily a good performing remodeling year. I don't know what it is about the election, but it seems like if the election's in November, about March, the phones just kind of start slowing down. And people get into this wait-and-see attitude. And every election year, when we put our business plans together for that year, we downsize our anticipations and our expectations and our projections. And that held less true in 2016 than it has historically. Now, my memory is good enough to remember when they were counting hanging chits and chads in Florida between George W. and
Was that the first one? So it would have been Gore?
Gore.
Or is that the second
that
one
was
against
Gore.
Kerry?
No, that was Gore.
Okay.
They didn't declare a winner. It was like February, if my memory's... Our phone at the office didn't ring for like 2.5 months while everybody just held their breath waiting to see who won. Since January 1, 2017, we've gotten as many homeowners calling us for remodeling projects as we got the last 6 months of 2016. So, folks, when y'all call virtually anybody right now, you're going to find out that you're going to have to be just a little bit patient. We've talked about it the last 3 weeks. Home values in Phoenix have come back. In some neighborhoods, they're even back to as high as they were in the peak of 2005-2006. Those of you, I'm going to meet someone this week who called me and said, we've been thinking about doing this project for about a few years, and it's a pretty extensive list of things they want done. And so one of the things we like to find out is I say, well, when did you buy the house? And they said, well, we bought it in 2009. And I said, you are a genius.
They didn't know they were.
Oh, man. So the house is worth 3 times what they paid for it just 7 years ago.
Wow.
So, you know, equity is back. And when people have equity, they like spending it on improving their homes. So the rush is on, and they're anticipating Phoenix will be the leading residential real estate market in the entire country in 2017, based on units, number of units sold, and the amount of appreciation we can anticipate. And I've seen numbers that range from about 3% to 6%, which is a healthy rate of inflation, not a crazy rate of inflation. So and appreciation. That's good.
That's something I need to, I'm making a note, do the research. What was the inflation rate going at from like 06, 07.
Oh, the appreciation rate back in 04, 5, and 6 was double digit. It was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15% a year.
And it felt like a triple digit drop in 08.
And people were all in a rush to buy more home than they could afford, because the more expensive home you could buy at a 15% appreciation rate, the more money you were going to make, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Until it all just stopped.
Ooh. Overnight. Ooh. Stopped overnight. So, anyway, we were talking about our newsletter and our website.
Which it's was our, to the benefit of this homeowner you're talking about that bought in 09.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, it's our goal. We've been doing the radio show for 29 years, right? Or is this the start of our 29th year?
I think it's
1988. It's when, October of 88 yeah, so is when we 29. Started. So we've been on the mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that every Saturday morning by answering your questions, and I see Dan and Jennifer and one unnamed caller we've yet to identify calling in. The lines are open. We have an open line if you'd like to jump on and give us a visit, give us a question, try and stump us. So the radio show is one component of us trying to be your best friend every Saturday morning. The website is our attempt to be your best friend every single minute of your life. Log on to rosieonthehouse.com. All the questions we've ever received while on air live there in the resource, the question and answer resource. So all the questions we've asked are answered on the website. So you can get there, take a look at it. Also, we have won again the designation of being the number one contractor referral service in the state. So you need something done for you, you can find a great contractor in your neighborhood right there at rosieonthehouse.com.